Hey, it's Nishant, and welcome to Higher IQ. It's Saturday, June 13th, and yesterday, Elon Musk's SpaceX went public. The stock opened at $150 and closed up 19% in the day. The company raised $75 billion, making it the largest IPO in history. Elon Musk's net worth crossed $1 trillion, making him the first person to ever reach that number. To put that in perspective, $1 trillion is roughly the entire annual economic output of the Netherlands. It's more than the federal government spends on Medicare in a year. One person's net worth now exceeds the GDP of most countries on Earth. Whether that's okay or not okay, that's not what we're going to debate today. What we should understand and appreciate is that SpaceX is now the sixth largest company in America. If you watch the coverage, you hear a lot about Mars, about Starship, about pushing the boundaries of human exploration. And all of that is real, but I keep coming back to the question that the coverage mostly skipped over. Why are billionaires so obsessed with space? Musk, Bezos, Richard Branson, they've all poured fortunes into it. Is it because they want to explore the cosmos? Or is there something else going on that the public narrative doesn't emphasize? The answer, once you look at where SpaceX actually makes its money, is a lot less romantic than the Mars story and a lot more important. So SpaceX has three divisions. The rocket business launches satellites and cargo for NASA, the Pentagon, and the commercial customers. It lost $657 million last year. The AI division, xAI, which Musk folded into SpaceX before the IPO, builds the Grok language model that runs on X, the platform formerly known as Twitter. It lost $6.36 billion last year. The third division is Starlink, the satellite internet service. It made $4.42 billion in profit last year on $11 billion in revenue. It's projected to hit $15 to $20 billion in revenue in 2026. Starlink is the only division that actually makes money. It's not a side project. It is SpaceX. It accounts for roughly 70% of the company's total revenue. The rockets exist primarily to deploy more Starlink satellites. The Mars ambition exists primarily to justify the rocket development that Starlink needs. When Musk talks about making humanity multiplanetary, that is a genuine long-term vision. But when SpaceX files its financial statements, the story is much simpler. It's an internet company that delivers its infrastructure by rocket. Here's a number that puts the scale in perspective. As of June 2026, there are about 10,400 Starlink satellites in orbit. That's roughly two-thirds of every active satellite circling the Earth, all belonging to one company. SpaceX doesn't just participate in the space economy, it is most of the space economy. And Starlink's subscriber base has grown from 10,000 users in 2021 to over 10 million in 2026, spanning 160 countries across 11 continents. That growth is faster than almost any infrastructure deployment in history. And the business model, subscriptions that generate recurring revenue at 63% margins, looks less like aerospace and more like a software company that just happens to operate in orbit. So why are billionaires obsessed with space? The honest answer is that space isn't really about exploration anymore, at least not primarily. It's about infrastructure, and whoever controls the infrastructure controls what flows through it. Think about what runs through satellites right now. GPS, which your phone, your car, and your delivery apps, and the military all depend on. Weather forecasting, which agriculture and aviation cannot function without. Satellite imagery, which intelligence agencies use to track troop movements and governments use to monitor borders. Secure military communications, missile early warning systems. Every one of these critical systems runs through objects in orbit. And SpaceX is now the dominant way to put objects in orbit. SpaceX already had significant military and intelligence contracts. The Starshield program, a military-grade version of Starlink, is projected to generate $3.2 billion in 2026. SpaceX holds a $2 billion Pentagon contract under the Golden Dome program to develop satellite-based tracking systems. When Ukraine needed battlefield communications during the Russian invasion, Starlink was what kept their military connected. One company's satellite network became essential to a sovereign nation's defense. And then something happened that should make everyone pay attention. In 2022, Musk personally decided to limit Starlink's coverage in certain combat zones because he was worried about escalation with Russia. One person, not a general, not a president, not a defense minister, made a unilateral decision about what a sovereign nation's military could and couldn't do on the battlefield. Ukraine's government had no say in it. The decision was reversed after backlash, but the precedent was set. When your military communications run on a private company's infrastructure, the CEO of that company has veto power over your operations. That is not exploration. That's the kind of authority that no private citizen has ever held before. There's another development that most people haven't noticed yet. Starlink already has about 650 satellites in orbit capable of connecting directly to your phone without a cell tower. No dish or special equipment needed. It's just your regular phone connecting to a satellite overhead. The service has already over 10 million monthly subscribers and is projected to hit 25 million by the end of 2026. If direct-to-cell works at the scale SpaceX is planning, it doesn't just compete with rural internet providers, it competes with every cellular carrier on Earth. Your phone connecting to a satellite instead of a tower would fundamentally change telecommunications, and one company would control the network. And it's going further. SpaceX's IPO filings describe plans for space-based data centers, computing infrastructure deployed in orbit. Space has natural advantages for data centers. It's naturally cold, which means free cooling for servers that currently require enormous amounts of energy to keep from overheating on Earth. Solar energy is abundant and uninterrupted by weather or nighttime. As AI computing demands explode and Earth-based power grids strain under their current load, putting data centers in space starts looking less like science fiction and more like an engineering problem with a viable timeline. SpaceX has described plans for a constellation of up to 1 million solar-powered AI data centers through satellites. The challenges are real. Cosmic radiation damages electronics, and chips needs a special hardening to survive. But the company has already proven it can mass-produce and deploy satellites at a pace that nobody else can match. All of this brings us to the part that matters if you're thinking about buying the stock. Is SpaceX worth what the market says it's worth? Well, the IPO valued SpaceX at $1.75 trillion. The stock's first day close pushed the market cap to above $2 trillion. Morningstar, an independent research firm, published a fair value estimate of $63 per share. The stock closed at $161. That's 2.5 times what their analysts think the company is worth based on current financials. The valuation works out to roughly 94 times revenue. For context, Meta went public at 22 times revenue. Amazon IPO'd at 18 times. Even the most optimistic tech IPOs of the past two decades didn't come close to 94 times. For SpaceX's current market price to make sense, Morningstar estimates that the company's earnings would need to grow roughly 75 times from 2025 levels by 2035. That's not impossible for a company with Starlink's growth trajectory, but it requires everything to go right for a very long time. The xAI merger adds another layer of complexity, and this one is worth slowing down on. In early 2026, Musk took xAI, a company losing $6.36 billion a year with $3.2 billion in revenue, and merged it with SpaceX in an all-stock deal. The merger bumped SpaceX's pre-IPO valuation from $800 billion to $1.25 trillion without adding a dollar of profit. Think about what that actually means. Musk found a way to fund his money-losing AI company by wrapping it inside his popular space company and then selling the bundle to the public at a premium. If xAI tried to IPO on its own with $6.36 billion in losses and a product that's drawn significant controversy, the reception would have probably been brutal. Inside SpaceX, those losses get absorbed by Starlink's profits and the investor enthusiasm for this space story. Public investors are now funding xAI, whether they realize it or not. The Uber playbook comparison from our episode a few weeks ago applies here too. Starlink grew its subscriber base by cutting prices. Average revenue per user fell 18% between 2023 and 2025, even as the user base quadrupled. Then in May 2026, right before the IPO, SpaceX raised Starlink prices by up to $10 a month. The growth phase is ending. The monetization phase is starting. Whether that means sustainable profits or subscriber pushback is the question that the markets will answer over the next few years. Buffett, whose approach was covered earlier in the show's run, would probably look at 94 times revenue and sit this one out. He's been saying for months that prices for a lot of things will look silly. SpaceX might be one of them. Or it might be the company that builds the infrastructure layer for the next century of human civilization. The distance between those two outcomes is the distance between $63 and $161. And right now, the market is betting on the larger number. If you're out and about and you hear people talking about SpaceX, here's what you should mention. SpaceX went public yesterday in the largest IPO in history, raising $75 billion and making Musk the first trillionaire, with a net worth exceeding the GDP of most countries. The story you've probably been told about SpaceX is rockets, Mars, and exploration. But the actual business is Starlink, which accounts for 70% of revenue, is the only profitable division, and now represents two-thirds of all active satellites in orbit. The military depends on it, Ukraine's battlefield communications ran on it, until Musk personally decided to limit coverage because he was worried about escalation. A decision that I honestly believe no private citizen should ever have the power to make. Starlink is already connecting phones directly to satellites without cell towers, which could eventually compete with every carrier on Earth. And Musk merged his money-losing AI company into SpaceX right before the IPO, essentially letting public investors fund $6.36 billion in annual AI losses, whether they know it or not. Space isn't about adventure for the billionaires funding it. It's about building the infrastructure that communications, military operations, internet access, and AI computing will run through. The exploration story is real, but the infrastructure story is the business. And whoever controls the infrastructure controls what the rest of us depend on. Stay informed, stay curious, and we'll see you tomorrow.